Everyone, welcome back to yet another episode of At the Movies, or At Z Movies if you are from Europe. So today we've got Brandon and Melissa, our our usual host with us today. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing good. I'm actually going to switch my view here because I don't like the speaker view. There, perfect. That's better.
See the gallery view as well. Is that what you moved to? Gallery view?
If anyone can't tell, we basically just record our Zoom calls. That's our podcast. We're behind the scenes, behind the curtain.
Speaker view is not my favorite, only for yoga.
Yeah.
I'm a gallery view person all the time. I like to see all the faces.
So do I.
Yeah.
Even and I like also like a... don't like when people share their screen and all of a sudden it goes over to like the little tiles. I'm like, all I want to do is not share a screen.
Yeah. No.
Well, and then like you're scrolling up and down to see everyone, like who's still here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And well, what's the protocol when you're on a big Zoom meeting, whether to have your video on or not? It annoys me. It's like, I think it should either be all on or all off.
I think it depends. I think if you are presenting and you're just listening and you want to be multitasking, then you can turn your camera off.
Yeah. I wish my camera was just off. No one wants to see my face. It's bad news.
We do want to see your face.
No, I like to see that everybody's paying attention and you know that camera's off and there is a grilled cheese in the other hand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've fully had my camera off and was like cooking dinner before.
I've got a smoothie in my other hand. This episode brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Thank you.
What did you get?
The sunrise sunset. Mm. It's delicious.
Sounds delicious.
I had a Smoothie King today.
Wow.
You have Smoothie King there?
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm.
I had the Metabolism Boost strawberry pineapple.
Mm.
You guys are really getting into the smoothies.
Well, it's summer. Well, not yet. It's spring, I guess.
Yeah.
I get that summer bod.
Summer bods are made in the winter.
Oh my gosh.
How often do you go get a smoothie? Is that like a on a rotation for you?
You know, maybe once a week. I mean, because again, I don't go out and get it. Like everything at this point is still brought to me. So I had lunch earlier today. And this
the
is...
way it should be for you, Scott.
Exactly. I'm too busy.
Bring it to me.
Yeah. Like at this point, one of the remnants I'm actually kind of excited about, when we live in a post-COVID world is like, I'm probably never going to go to the grocery store again because I don't need to. Like there's people for that now. Like bring it to me.
There's people for that.
Yeah.
Yes. They're called essential workers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, and I will continue to support essential workers even in a post-COVID world. But speaking of which, I've got some big news. I've got some really big news for you guys.
You do?
I do. I am vaccinated.
Woo-hoo! Well, not technically fully.
One dose.
But you still have to wait 14 days.
Well, sure. But like, I've got it in me. It's in me.
Right.
Did like, you get the single dose or do you have to go dose. For a second? You got the J&J.
I got the Johnson & Johnson. It's in me right now, coursing through my veins, keeping me safe.
What was that process like?
It was incredibly simple. I got really lucky because everyone that has signed up to get the vaccine has been getting the two dose. I think the majority of people here in Michigan have probably been getting Pfizer. But I went to findashot.org and they basically update that website every 3 minutes with available appointments. And yeah, once I found an available appointment, I found one for Monday. So I had my shot yesterday. And yeah, the process was incredibly easy. Like, I've heard people who, go through the drive-through things where they go to a big parking garage or a stadium of some kind, and there's just like a line of cars and you kind of go through it that way. But I had to go inside a CVS, which was not a, bad deal. Like when I had, when I was on the way there, I got a text message saying like, once you get here, just click this link and check in. So I did. And it said, go to the pharmacy section, which I did. I walked back to the pharmacy and, there was a nurse there and I was like, where do I go to check in? And she's like, are you Scott? And I was like, yeah.
Wow.
She's like, you already checked in and they're ready for you right now. So I didn't even have to stop moving. I went from the front door immediately into curtain number two, answered three questions. She stuck my arm and was like, okay, now you got to wait for 15 minutes. So I was just kind of hanging out in a chair, you know, in CVS. They were kind of monitoring me, but it was in a CVS. So I was like back by like the refrigerator stuff. So I was like hanging out by the orange juice, just waiting for, you know, something bad to potentially happen, which it didn't. They gave me a time on a sticky note that said like, okay, once this time has passed, you can get up and leave. And I got up and left. And yeah, I've actually been really, really lucky that there's been no side effects. Like I had a little bit of a headache yesterday, but I had a headache before I went. So who's the culprit there? Probably me.
Did you feel like you were in a scene of Reanimator? Like they were just going to come out with the big shot, the big green shot?
I mean, that would have been kind of cool, to be honest. Like I would like
always bring it back to movies, right?
But no, it was the simplest and the easiest thing that I have done in the past year. And I'm done with it. Like I'm vaccinated. I'm fully vaccinated. I don't have to go back again. And yeah, so I feel very, very comforted.
Good. Congratulations. Did you get any snacks? While you were by the orange juice and the snack? Like no, I probably would have picked up some snacks.
I contemplated, like I was like, no, I need body wash. I need
some people for that.
I did, you know, I'm in a kind of my essential worker. So I had my groceries delivered today.
Through making a grocery list?
Yeah,
I was going to get the jab and then I'm going to make a grocery list and somebody will bring that to me.
I thought about going and doing some grocery shopping as soon as I was done being vaccinated, but I was like, okay, just in case there are some more side effects where like I maybe feel a little bit nauseous or something, which I didn't have. I was like, I'd rather get home and do that. I don't want to go and shop for a little bit. So as soon as I was, you know, cleared to go, I went and now I'm here today and I feel great. Like I don't even have pain in my arm anymore. Like, you know, some people talk about how like they have, you know, that soreness in their muscle for like a couple days, but no, I feel great.
Good.
Revitalized. I'm a whole new man. Can you hear it, my voice?
Yes.
We can. You sound vaccinated. You've got that vaccinated sound around you.
Is this a show about movies?
Yes, we talked about Reanimator.
Oh yeah. I don't even know what that movie is.
This is the next step to us getting back to the movies. Becoming safe, yes. And everyone doing their part and getting vaccinated so we can all keep each other safe. That's the whole point.
Yes. And Melissa, you actually went to a movie theater. And
I
saw a movie.
My first movie in over a year. I saw Nobody last weekend. It was an amazing experience. I saw it on a PLF screen in Dolby Atmos. It was great. It was, the whole experience was great. There was not a lot of people there, unfortunately, for the theater, but you know, with limited capacity and social distancing, it was incredibly clean. There were people actively cleaning around the theater and we had a whole row to ourselves and no one behind us. So it was a great experience. It felt really good to be back. My only complaint was, and it's always my complaint in the movie theater, it was so cold, but they had heated recliners. So I was just so comfortable and so happy, but it was freezing in the auditorium, but it just felt so good to be back. Even just watching the trailers, I swear, my eyes may have welled up a little bit, that it just, I will never take it for granted again. That's for sure.
So let's give a shout out to the theater you went to.
I went to Imagine.
Thank you, Imagine. Great mm-hmm. job to the staff at Imagine. Well yes, done. Yes,
Imagine Royal Oak, which is in my hometown, and they did a phenomenal job and the staff was incredible. So it was a really great experience and it felt very good to be back.
So what was the thing that like you found that you just missed the most? Like what was the one thing like about that experience that you thought, oh my God, okay, this is it?
There were a couple things. So we went with two friends and it was great to just share an experience with them. And we've never gone to a movie with them before. So it was just really nice, but they're part of our kind of pod bubble. They're good friends that are also neighbors. So we've spent time with them during this time. So we were just like, let's go to a movie. So that was really nice. But it was something that Kara said on the podcast before. So afterwards, we went out front and we were all just standing out front and we were just talking about the movie. And that was just like, it was just a great experience to just kind of chat about what we saw and how great it was and the parts that we loved. And it was just really, really nice, especially with like a couple that we never had gone to a movie with before, but now they're kind of part of our quarantine bubble. So it was just cool.
That's awesome.
I was really happy. It was nice. Yeah.
Good for you. I'm so happy for you. So two applauses.
Vaccine. Two, I know. Yay for Scott. I'm still can't get in, but that's not for this show. Scott's helping me.
Yeah.
But yeah, Scott is also potentially going to be renting a theater, right, Scott?
Potentially. I'm in the talks of, you know, doing maybe a private rental at the same theater. We've got some contacts, and yeah, I was thinking about renting a theater very, very soon and possibly seeing a movie there. I don't know when. Like, I'm talking with the person like right now. Like, I'm literally neglecting text messages to talk to you guys. So more to come on another episode about whether or not I'm going to go back and when I'm going back and what I'm going to see and who I'm going to see it with. But we'll get to that another episode.
Do you have a movie that you want to go see, or is it just that you want to go see a movie in a theater?
I mean, both. Definitely both. Like, I would, you know, I would sit through a tax audit on the big screen at this point, you know?
I've seen The Accountant, yes.
But, I mean, I'm really excited for Nobody. I was excited for that movie for a while, and now that it's getting such praise, it just makes me want to see it that much more. And I've been watching, you know, all the behind the scenes about Bob Odenkirk's, like, training and how much he prepped for the movie. It just seems like it's incredible. And, like, I like seeing someone that, you know, I started watching on, you know, on Mr. Show with David Cross. And now he's like an action hero. Like, that's badass. Like, I want to see that. So that would be my number one movie of choice, but it may not be completely up to me. There may be other people in the theater we've got to take into consideration that may not watch that movie.
All right. No spoiler alert here. I'm going to go back to something. If you get a chance, go watch Bob Odenkirk's interview on Jimmy Kimmel. It's mm-hmm. really funny. And he talks about
really good
the process and how long it took to make this movie and just the thought behind it and how it all came together. So it's really, it's a funny bit. And then he's so likable. I really enjoyed the interview and no spoiler alert here, but Bob Odenkirk in this movie, it's not just Jason, he's not Jason Bourne. And like the bus scene is so great.
Oh my God.
He could be the guy that lives at the end of the cul-de-sac who's been out of his previous line of work for a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say it's not like he just kicks everybody else's ass.
Right.
It's definitely, there's some equal opportunity ass beatings going on. It's really, he does great. It's really good.
You will enjoy it, and everybody listening, go see it if you haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. Brandon, you also saw it in a movie theater, right?
I did. I saw it opening weekend. It was a Saturday night. We went to our friends over at Cinemark right around the corner to the theater that's in our neighborhood in one of their big auditoriums. It wasn't IMAX or Dolby Atmos, but it was one of the large auditoriums. And we actually ordered some food from the concession stand, and what's really cool now, they will deliver it to your seat. So that part was cool. I mean, it was just snacks, but they would deliver it to your seat, and they got it out quickly. And we sat there and ate pretzel bites and popcorn. And then, you know, for as well as the movie did, and I thought it did fine. I mean, it wasn't Godzilla versus Kong kind of box office, but I mean, I think it's solid and it will have some legs to it, but there were not that many people in the theater. And that was the only thing that was not great about the experience, was it wasn't full enough for me. And I not that I was hoping that it would be packed and we would be sitting right next to everybody, but there still wasn't that kind of people reacting at the same time and feeling that energy of other people in there. It was pretty sparse. But I loved it. I had a great feeling about it.
What's the capacity in Texas right now?
Wide open.
Wow.
Every theater can manage it on their own. I think some theaters are still holding it 50%, but I believe you can, if you choose, you could be 100% capacity.
Yeah. But Michigan's Cinemark at 52.
Cinemark was still using the spacing. When you reserve your seat, it would space around you. So
yeah, that's good.
There was nobody directly in front of us, nobody directly behind us, and nobody directly on either side of us. But there were other people there, but it wasn't like there was 100 other people there. There was like 15 in a 250 seat auditorium.
That was same experience. Yeah, same experience for us. So, you know, we really need to work when people feel comfortable getting people back into the theater. And just like Scott said, I feel like a lot of people are getting vaccinated, especially now. I mean, some states are moving faster than others, but I feel like, is there an initiative coming up that's going to help drive traffic to theaters? Do you guys have anything to say about that?
I keep hearing things about that.
Are we ready to talk about it?
Yeah, we've been teasing for a while for, you know, the people that do listen. I mean, Brandon, do you want to have the honors here? This is kind of your baby, so... Do you want to do the gender announcement?
Gender reveal? I'll do the gender reveal. All right, this is going to take a little backstory. So
behind the scenes with Brandon Jones.
Yeah, bear with me here. Gosh, you guys remember a year ago when theaters closed? And basically, you know, we're working with movie theaters before then, and theaters kind of went out of business for a long time, or mostly, and things got cut back. So I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were just brainstorming ideas about how do we, since individual theaters are going to be very slow to come back, and when you're working in that model, that's going to be tough. So we thought, what can we do to help the entire industry come back? And keep in mind, this was June of 2020, thinking that, oh, we're going to pull off an event, something like, I don't know, Cinema Week in the third or fourth quarter of 2020. Well, we all know that that did not come to fruition. So we have been working very, very hard behind the scenes, really since September, about putting together an event for the four exhibitors called Cinema Week. And we have landed on a date. And last week, during the Independent Cinema Alliance call, they were nice enough to let us talk to exhibitors about Cinema Week. And then on the NATO call, a couple of days later, NATO brought it up that many exhibitors are getting behind this. So this has been a collective effort with a lot of people getting on board and a lot of moving parts. So Cinema Week will happen for the first time on June 22nd through the 27th. And it will be happening in theaters all across the country, potentially in Canada. And we have friends from, you know, representing over 25,000 screens so far. So any exhibitor that wants to participate can participate at no cost to them, from us anyway. I mean, anything that they want to put into it, they can. And our partners at several studios are working on content and activation and giveaways and things like that to make those movie magic happen at the theater. And we also have several great underwriters and sponsors, including Adam Tickets, The Box Office Company, CES Plus, Cineonic, Coca-Cola, Dolby, International Showtimes, Letterboxd, NCM, Network Advisors, Savantis, Screen Vision, Spotlight, and GDC, who are already on board as partners and sponsors and underwriters. And we would not be able to make this happen without their support. Variety, Box Office Media, and Letterboxd are already on as our media partners, as well as Paper Airplane and Influx as technology and supporters that will help us get the word out. But this is a moment that we are here to help shepherd through to, first of all, energize the movie going experience and getting that back up and going with summer movies. And then we intend to do this at least once a year, every year moving forward, just like Restaurant Week or Shark Week or whatever week you want to celebrate. But this is a moment that we felt would be really special. And there is a large group of people, contingency, helping us put this together. And we are very grateful for everybody's support.
Yeah, ooh, yeah. I mean, so that, exciting.
That's an understatement for sure, because this has been a very, very big project on all of our plates. You know, it's been an exciting thing to work on for sure. Like, you know, it's been a privilege being able to work on this team and work on this project, just because of the subject matter is so important to me, the same way it's important to each one of us. So, thank you for the opportunity. That's actually kind of one of the reasons why this podcast even exists, because, you know, initially, when I was introduced to Brandon through Melissa, they were trying to come up with ideas of like, how can we make this, this event that we want to try to create, you know, a thing, and how can we also at the same time share the exhibitor stories and what that experience is like. And yeah, I was like, well, have you guys thought about doing a podcast? And Brandon's like, done, sold, you're hired. And I was like, shit, like I gotta be on it now.
And you're in charge of it.
Right.
And good produce job. It and edit it. And
right.
But honestly, like even last summer, we were just sitting around, we were thinking, what can we do to help? Because we're all so passionate about it. And we saw how devastating COVID has been for our industry. And, you know, we've all been in the industry for quite some time. And so it really, like, we were just like, why isn't there a week for Cinema Week? There's a week for everything. Everything has a holiday or a week. Why don't we have a week? And, you know, for people who are listening that aren't like closely tied. So NATO is not the NATO that you're thinking of. It means National Association of Theater Owners. But that's just a group that, you know, helps theater owners. And then the ICA is the Independent Cinema Alliance. So working with the smaller movie theater chains when we say exhibitors, but, you know, we really just wanted to come up with something that helped cinemas be revitalized, but also just was something that came back every single year, because we should celebrate going to the movies. It's a culture and it's something that we need to preserve. And so we've worked very hard to make that come to life, and we've moved the date several times. So you're getting the behind the scenes look, because obviously we want to make sure that it's safe for everybody to go to the movies and that there's proper content to support it. But it really feels real, and we're finally able to talk about it, and it's really exciting. So I'm very grateful to be part of the team. And I hope that if you're an exhibitor or you're a movie fan and you're listening, that you'll join us, and you can check out the website. We have a basic website up right now. It's just cinema-week.com, and let us know what you think.
Yeah, there's plenty of details there, whether you're an exhibitor, whether you're a moviegoer. Like, Cinema Week is for you. Absolutely. Like, that's the point of its creation. That was the point of its conception. And yeah, it's been one of those things where, like, it's had its start and stopping points, just because of the extension of, you know, the COVID world we live in. But I mean, it was clear to me that it was always the intention to have this. And it was not something that was inspired or influenced by the fact that theaters were shut down for so long. It was that theaters have always deserved this moment in the sun. And finally we had the time to start working on it during the, you know, this pandemic. So we've had some stumbling blocks we've had to get through, but it's been a really, really exciting process. And we're really excited to keep telling you more about it as more of it develops, and more exciting things we can discuss and announce exclusively right here on this show.
Yeah, we will use this as a platform for us to share information and have more conversational approaches to it, versus, you know, posting things or sending emails out or finding it on social media. But I think you will find over the next 11 weeks that we're going to talk about it. And hopefully that will create some more conversation. And if you are an exhibitor, please reach out to us so we can make sure that you have all the details. Our friends at the studios are certainly involved, and we are working with them, you know, on a weekly basis to make this special. And certainly if there's opportunities for sponsorship and underwriting, you can help us out in that way. And, you know, what I'd like to share about this is we were all kind of COVID casualties in one way or another, that we were working with exhibitors or for an exhibitor. And then that world completely changed, like so many people. And I am grateful, Melissa, first of all, for you, that when we have only literally known each other for just over a year, and then we've met in person that one time, and that we were able to just share openly about what could we do since we're not going back to what we were doing. How can we do something that's meaningful and special? And without any real compensation or anything, you jumped on board and you've helped fill out our team and brought, you know, your first person was like, I've got to bring, you know, Scott's the guy and he can help us. So we brought him in, and this would not have happened, Melissa, without your early support, because I would never have been able to bring this to life just on my own. And you've been a blessing to me. So thank you very much.
Aww, thank you. So nice.
This is kind of like the world's big sister. At least that's what I see her as for me.
That was like, so nice.
She's always a person that has everyone's back. And like, again, I've got to thank you as well, because without you, I never would have met Brandon. And I guess I haven't even still technically met Brandon. Like,
that's
all I've seen
in real life
is your face on this little tiny Zoom box.
You don't know. You've only seen him from the
waist
up.
You've never even seen me stand up.
I don't even know if you have legs, dude. Do you have legs?
You don't even know if he has shoes. Like,
as a matter of fact, I don't have shoes on.
How tall are you?
I was actually thinking about this the other day, the amount of work I've done without shoes on this past year.
I know, like, my,
you know,
my
you just house? Go walking around and you're like, yeah,
I never
I'm
have shoes on. Never.
Oh, yeah. So
I do right now, though.
Casa de Wolfile has basically been like the house of perpetual sweatpants.
Who's putting on dress pants? I'm not. I'm wearing leggings every day with a nice shirt. Anyway, thank you for the kind compliments. I did pay them to say those nice things, everyone who's listening. So just so we're honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did pay me. Paid me in grief. No, she's been amazing. I love excited. What we're doing. I love this idea. And like we said, tune back in. We will share what we can. We certainly want there to be surprises during Cinema Week. And if you are a moviegoer, you know, the intent is to make it really simple. You purchase your ticket just like you regularly would from the theater that you typically go to, however you do that, whether it's a ticketing partner direct from their website or go to the Cinema Week website and we'll have information there. It is regular ticket prices, regular programming. And the goal is to have magic happen while you're at the theater. So if you've made the effort to go to the theater beyond the magic that it normally produces, as we talk about on this show, we really want to amplify that and make it special. And we are working with some very talented people to bring that to life. And so we're not going to share all those details over the next few weeks, but go to the theater and you will find out when they are presented to you.
Mm-hmm. And stay tuned here as we, you know, deliver more, because we will have more announcements coming along the way as we lead up to some of the week for sure.
And maybe some special guests. So stay tuned.
Maybe. The other thing I think that it's important to share, like the sponsors that we have on right now, the dozen or so that we already have on, I think it's a little more than a dozen, but maybe a baker's dozen. These are all people who have been affected by the pandemic shutdown as well. And money is tight for all, you know, all of these people who have partnered with movie theaters, and they have come to the table and said, hey, we believe in this project. We believe in Cinema Week, and we're going to make an investment to preserve the culture of movie going, because Cinema Week is really to rally everybody and have everybody working on this project at the same time to amplify the voice of exhibition, and we couldn't be more humbled by the people who have come to the table so far. And we know that there's plenty of time to be involved. So if you're looking to be involved, please join us in this effort, and we'll get you on board.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, good. This is so exciting. Can't wait to tell everyone more who's listening. We appreciate you listening. And I don't know if we're wrapping it up, but it feels like a good spot to wrap.
Yeah. Well, another thing that you can do, you know, so like Melissa said, is you can, you know, go to the website at cinema-week.com. You can also follow our Letterboxd HQ.
Yes.
Where you can get more information on some of the movies that we'll be playing and just more, more of the culture of, you know, the content that we love so much. And I believe that's, I just had it up on my phone and I pressed the wrong button. I lost the URL, but I believe it's letterboxd.com, and that is letterboxd.com. And then is it /HQ?
Yeah, you can just search their HQs too, and you can look under Cinema Week. We'll come up. But Scott, can you put the links in the show notes for Cinema Week?
That would
Week
probably be easier than me just trying to verbally talk about it.
The links are in the show notes.
We will transcribe as we go.
Yes.
Oh
my goodness.
And of course, on all the main social channels, you know, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, you can find us all there. But didn't mean to cut you off, Brandon. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, you know, we've talked about Letterboxd a few times on this show. I really think they're becoming the voice of where the movie conversation is happening. So if you don't want to fight through the political nonsense of the day, or quite frankly, the holiday of the moment or whatever it is, and
or the tragedy of the moment.
Sure. Right,
or everybody's birthday, or watching somebody make a cake. I don't know. If you just want to visit, if you want to talk about movies and log your movies and have a movie conversation, go to Letterboxd. You can sign up for a free account. It's really cool. We spend a lot of time there. You can track what we're watching there as well, individually or the Film Frog team, what we're watching. It's kind of a cool place. And we'll put some, as we get closer into Cinema Week, we'll put some lists up there for movies that are coming out, like what to watch before you go to Cinema Week and things like that, or, you know, whatever we can do. But I think you guys would really enjoy it. And I know our team has, so check out Letterboxd when you get a chance.
Yeah, and shout out to Kara and Scott. They've already been putting some lists up, some great lists, movies to watch before. So definitely check it out. And maybe we could have Matthew on from Letterboxd on the podcast. I think everyone would love to hear the story.
Yes, he's a fascinating guy.
And he's from New Zealand, so he's a great accent. So, you know, I love a good accent.
It's always about the accent with you.
So we've heard.
I know. Get Luke back on.
But to them, we talk funny.
I know. I know.
I don't think they're over there saying, though, man, and rolling their eyes back in their head like Melissa. God, if we could just have those American accents on.
I know, but I imagine that, like, it's gonna be pretty easy to, like, mock and mimic the American accent in kind of, like, you know, a derogatory but sincere kind of way, like in the same way some people
think we're like nasally, like we talk with our nose or something.
Well, that's because we're from the Midwest.
That people say we have an accent all the time from the Midwest. I don't think we do.
We say snacks.
Snacks.
We don't hear because we live here, but if you go to California or you go to Texas, yeah, we have an accent. Every place has their own little, you know,
dialect. Melissa's going to come to Texas.
I'm getting a cowboy hat.
Oh, that's what we should take you to do.
No.
You'd look great in a cowboy hat.
All this hair. All right, Scott, please make this episode stop.
Why? We're getting good stuff here, Melissa.
I don't want to talk about my hair.
Why do you want to talk about a cowboy hat?
Should I wear a cowboy hat on the next episode?
You should. How many do you own? What do you guys think about these patches?
I have one cowboy hat, I think.
Live in Texas.
I like the professor patches on your elbows. I think they look very becoming on you.
For everyone who's listening, I have a nice cardigan on.
And your hair looks so lovely.
Oh,
Like, I it was the first thing I said when we got on the call, but like, so you are full on like Pantene Pro-V conditioner commercial today. So if you're only listening, you don't get to see the amazing locks that Melissa has.
Mane. It's a mane. It's like a lion's mane.
Yeah. I think you should do a quick hair flip and then we can call this episode good. Like,
do I look like Slash?
Well, now you do.
Oh my gosh. Slash is so cool.
Slash is the coolest.
Like Cousin It.
Anyway. Okay.
Sorry to all the people who are just listening, watching Melissa play with her hair. But I think that will, this should probably.
And I felt like we were just about to get into, have you been to a Guns N' Roses concert before?
I have.
I have too.
I haven't. Man.
I was at a Guns N' Roses concert with, 50,000 people. Slash gets up there with a cutoff tank top, does not change clothes once, doesn't say a single word, and he's the coolest person in the building.
Mm-hmm. The one I went to, I'm pretty sure that they were like revitalizing Axl every three songs because he would just go off stage and I was just picturing them like warming up the whatever. To like restart.
He wasn't in his wheelchair, was he?
No, but he can barely walk. No, he's not in good shape.
He lived a hard life. I mean, he's Axl Rose. Of course he lived a hard life. But like, I remember when he resurfaced for the Super Bowl and everyone's like, wow, he's like fat and has cornrows. Like what happened to Axl? Like, but I don't know.
Slash looks the same, but then again, you can't see his face. So.
And he does wear a cowboy hat, doesn't he?
He wears a top hat.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. We're really getting off track here. Like
what I love about this show. You never know where you're going to wind up.
That Bigfoot episode was the best.
Yeah. Oh, the Bigfoot episode? Yeah. It's still one of the better ones. We need to have LPB back on. Can you get Luke Parker Bowles back on? I think that's still our most listened.
He's willing to come on anytime, so.
All right. Like, call him up right now. Get him on FaceTime.
No, I'm kidding.
We've got a hard cutoff here pretty soon. I know you'll do it and I know that he'll talk for another hour, which I'm all for, but we've got a schedule to keep here. All right. But we will have our good friend LPB, Luke Parker Bowles, back on the show soon.
He's calling him.
He's calling him. Okay, that's fine. We'll see what he has to say. We'll give a quick hello.
He's not.
Oh God, I'm not putting that.
Oh no.
Sorry. Well, I'm not going to put you on the podcast like that.
What is he doing?
What did he say?
No, they just said we want Luke back on. We want.
You're doing the podcast now.
You're fit.
Is he shirtless?
Is he naked or?
I'll leave this to your imaginations. Oh, ain't no laws when you're drinking White Claws.
Is he drinking a White Claw?
No, we were just talking about you, so I thought I'd FaceTime you during it.
Put him up to the microphone.
We can't hear him.
What would you say?
Is that Melissa Boudreau?
Yes. I miss
Melissa Boudreau.
She misses you too. All right. Godspeed.
Wait. You're going to be on the call tomorrow, yeah?
Yes. Oh, business meeting talk now. All right, let's sign out of this podcast.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining. Thank you for our short special guest, Luke Parker Bowles. Apparently, he's working out at the moment and drinking White Claw or something to that extent. I mean, expect no less from our good friend LPB. But I guess this is where we'll wrap it up today because we are circling the drain as we speak.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Do not take our conversing and our lack of coordination of how we speak as any representation of how Cinema Week is being planned, because that shit is on lock. We just like to have a good time when we're on our phone calls. Like this is our time to decompress, because every other hour of the day we are working and we are working hard. So we'll end it here. Thank you, everyone, for joining, and until next time, we will see you at the movies.